or had some.
Okay. And that word help, so they have themselves every time you told them to do it, they have.
Yeah, helped. I really don't like that.
Yeah, okay.
I shouldn't have said it, I guess.
What about food that's been cooked and served a second time, you say it's?
Warmed over, mm-hmm. leftovers.
Mm-hmm. And you say the food has been?
Leftover.
Okay.
Warmed over.
And you put food in your mouth and you begin to?
Chew.
All right. You ever heard of a dish that just consisted of cornmeal boiled, maybe with a little salt for taste?
With a little salt? No.
Mush?
Mush.
Something
I don't know about that. I've heard of mush, but I...
Never had any.
I don't know what... When I've been sick, when I was a child, I remember that Mama might cook either grits, cream of wheat, or maybe a little meal.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the same.
Right.
Cook it and have it very thin or soupy or whatever you want to say. Maybe put ham or chicken in it, but I don't know what that's called.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think that's mush. I don't know what mush is.
Did you ever have a place around the house or maybe out on your farm where you grew things, just a few things for yourself?
The garden.
Mm-hmm. What did you usually grow?
Oh, a variety of stuff. There would be butter beans, English peas, okra, squash, eggplant, carrots, string beans. I'm trying to remember the things that my husband's had in his garden lately. Those would be the main things, I guess. Maybe radish.
I see. All those things that you're mentioning, they're all different types of...
Vegetables?
Mm-hmm. Sure, okay. What about food that particularly associated with the South for breakfast, this white ground-up stuff?
Grits.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like those?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What about the whole kernel? Some of it's yellow, some of it's white.
Hominy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't care for that?
No, I really don't know much about it because I've never really cared for it, so...
What about this starchy food that's grown in flooded fields?
Rice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Around here, did you ever hear of people making, setting a still out in the woods and making themselves some
moonshine?
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You ever heard any other terms for that besides moonshine?
White lightning. I guess just plain old liquor.
Yeah.
I don't know. We found parts of stills over on our property.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard the word splow used that way?
I don't know what that is.
Say if something makes a good impression on your nostrils, you might say, just...
Smell it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And say this expression, if I have on a belt that's made out of leather, it's, I might say, well, this isn't artificial leather, this is...
Genuine.
Right.
Genuine leather.
Right, okay. Say if something is sold in quantity, is maybe like sugar, not so prepackaged like it is now.
Uh-huh.
How would you say that's that's sold? Maybe if it's
bulk.
Sure. Right. Okay. Or something that people like to have for breakfast. They might spread on toast. Different kinds of fruits. You might have blackberry.
Preserves or jelly.
Right.
Marmalade.
Sure. And. Condiments that people have shakers for.
Like salt and pepper or the shaker types.
Right, okay. This expression, say if somebody offers you a bowl with apples and oranges in it, you might say, well, I don't think I care for an orange, but...
I'll have an apple.
Or give
me an apple. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or if I'm pointing out some boys who have pulled a prank, like broken somebody's window, I might say, well, it's